In Iraq, one tribe recently received the full onslaught of the brutality that has made the ISIS militant group infamous. Hundreds of its members were captured by ISIS, lined up, and then executed. The tribe is from Anbar province, where U.S. troops teamed up with Iraqi tribes 7 years ago. Now it is trying to regroup, and NPR's Alice Fordham reports they're hoping to get help from the U.S. military once again.
The ISIS massacre of one tribe, the Abu Nimr, came after they had fought against the militants for weeks. The extremists circulated videos of the attack. I meet Munir Jaout, a policeman and an Abu Nimr. He was fighting outside the town of Heat in Anbar last month, and in a Baghdad hotel, he tells me how it ended.
We ran out of ammunition. There was no more, and we were unable to fight.
He fled, piled his family in the car, and drove to the city of Haditha. Those who stayed behind were rounded up. This footage of men begging for their lives was on the ISIS video.
They killed them out of revenge. Simple as that.
Tribal sheikhs think about 600 people died, and they ask why, when it seems like the whole world is fighting ISIS, no one came to help. As he thumbs prayer beads, Sheikh Ghazi al-Qaud, the leader of the Abu Nimrs and a member of parliament, says he pleaded with the Iraqi government and the Americans.
I tried to draw their attention to the disaster, to the massacre that's going to happen.
For years, analysts and local leaders have said Iraq's stability depends on the government in Baghdad coming to some kind of accord with large, influential tribes like the Abu Nimr. Sheikh Qaud.
We have more than 30,000 men according to our census. They are famous for their honor and for their generosity.
The tribes of Anbar are almost all Sunni and have been marginalized by the Shiite-led government. Some hate that government so much they prefer ISIS. Sheikh Qaud says he doesn't want to give in to the extremists, but the government has to help his men fight. He met with Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi last week.
He promised to supply us with food, ammunition, and weapons. But up till this moment, it's only promises.
This month, Speaker of the Iraqi Parliament, Salim Jabouri, landed at an airbase in Anbar. At a ceremony with golden thrones, vast Iraqi flags and a banquet, he praised the Abu Nimrs for their bravery and promised help. American special forces are now in that same base, working with the Iraqi army. The Abu Nimrs say their tribesmen are receiving training there from the Iraqis, but they need weapons and the Iraqi government has provided very few. A spokesman from the Prime Minister's office, Ghassan al-Husseini, says it's not easy getting weapons to the front line. But tribesmen and lawmakers say they believe the arms aren't coming because the government is heavily influenced by the Shiite theocracy of Iran and just doesn't trust the Sunni tribes. And Husseini does strike a note of mistrust, saying tribes are complicated. Sometimes, in the same tribe, some fight with the government and others with ISIS. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Baghdad.